Blackstone Audio presents Angelica's Smile by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli. This book is read by Grover Gardner. 1. He awoke with a start and sat up in bed, eyes already open. He was sure he'd heard someone talking in his bedroom, and since he was alone in the house, he became alarmed. Then he started laughing, having remembered that Livia had shown up unannounced at his place that evening. The surprise visit had pleased him immensely, at least at first, and there she was now, sleeping soundly beside him. A still violet shaft of the dawn's very earliest light shone through the window shutter. He let his eyelids droop without bothering to look at the clock, in hopes of getting a few more hours of sleep. But then his eyes suddenly popped open again. Something had just occurred to him. If someone had spoken in his bedroom, it could only have been Livia. She'd therefore been talking in her sleep. But this had never happened before. Or perhaps it wasn't the first time. But if she had in fact talked in her sleep before, she'd done it so quietly that it hadn't woken him up. And it was possible she was, at that moment, still in the same dream state, and might say a few more words. So this was an opportunity not to be missed. People who suddenly start talking in their sleep can't help but say true things, the truths that they have inside them. He remembered reading that it was impossible to tell lies or stretch the truth in a dream state, because one is defenseless when asleep, as helpless and innocent as a baby. It was very important not to miss anything of what Livia was saying. Important for two reasons. The first was general.